This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we're broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And as always, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working right now out there on the third watch, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter, all the same way, and we're on Twitter at Captain's America. Don't forget, you can also check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us from Michigan, where it might be a little cool tonight, we've got Ron Edwards. Now, they're not going to be, I can't even see the guy standing over there on the porch because we've got a bunch of fog down here tonight. But you got the visibility right here where I'm at. Now, it was about 100 yards. Now it's about 500 feet.
Wow. All right.
Yeah. Now, what's the weather
like? Clouds resting on the surface.
What's the weather like there?
Well, it's a bit nippy. It's not really that cold, though. It's in the 30s. And,
okay.
You know.
Because you got snow to the north of you, which may be coming south.
Yeah.
The wind is blowing the right direction for that. All right. Well, let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, we got to start with Devin Nunes, who is currently a congressman from California. But he's announced he's going to be retiring to take a position with the new social media group from Donald Trump. And he's going to be in charge of it. And I suspect he's going to make a lot of money there.
Oh, yeah. I think this thing can get up and running and it will be successful. But, you know, time will tell if they do. And I was wondering why all of a sudden I didn't get any more correspondence from Mr. Nunes. He was always sending out correspondence. Seeking help for this, that, and the other. And they'll stop coming. So I see why.
Well, here's what I'm getting, and I don't know, are you getting the same? I'll ask you if you're getting the same thing. Every day I'm getting email after email after email about the Trump society, the Trump network, social network, and contributing money and how he's trying to get $1 billion. And I'm getting that like every day.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yep, 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 yep. So, but I do wish them luck because, you know, Trump was really screwed over with the social media platforms being banned and all of that because, you know, they didn't like things that he said, much of which was true. And they didn't like the guy and they didn't want him on their platform. So he's doing the next best thing, I think, launching his own. And I wish him well.
And hopefully he'll be as successful as Mike Lindell's been with Frank's speech and James Miller with Getter, who's doing very well with that. Now, they had some problems to begin with, but they got them ironed out, and they're just moving along like gangbusters.
Yes, and that's what we need, more and more good places of communication mm-hmm. out there that are not tainted by the leftists who mm-hmm. want to control things.
Now, one of our most favorite people that we love talking about, Don Lemon, may be in serious trouble over at CNN as the revolving door may, in fact, be in place right now. CNN is in big trouble, not just with ratings, but with what's been going on over there that Jeff Zuckerberg may or may not have known about.
Well, it seems that Justice Smollett said that he had correspondence with Don Lemon during the early parts of the Chicago Police Department's investigation into the hate crime attack, mm-hmm. for which Smollett is currently on trial. Well, he said that, he's under oath, and he received a text supposedly from the network's Don mm-hmm. Lemon, mm-hmm. Supposedly relaying information that the CPD, the Chicago Police Department, mm-hmm. didn't believe his account of what happened. And Fox News, mm-hmm. Matt Flynn reported from the Windy City Courthouse, where prosecutors and Smollett's defense team mm-hmm. are now at odds.
Yeah, and the CNN boss, Jeff Zucker, okay, according to a spokesman for Chris Cuomo, said there were no secrets between the two of them.
Yeah, absolutely. And says here, Lemon's text caused Smollett to refuse a police request. Request for what? Initially, that he refused to turn over his phone to law enforcement because of the Lemon text. And it just goes on and on and on. He declined to give his phone in part because earlier he had gotten a text from Mr. Lemon saying that he'd gotten a text from CPD saying they don't believe me. Mm-hmm. That's a quote. So, I don't know. It looks like Don Lemon may be in big heap of trouble here.
Well, yeah, and the more the merrier. I mean, these guys got to realize there's some things that you're not supposed to be doing, and that's part of it. All right, well, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. And when we come back, we'll come back with an Edwards notebook as well as more from Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook and the Ron Edwards Experience. And don't forget, I'll be on his show today.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue, located at 5602 West Waters Avenue in Tampa.
Investors, listen up. There's been incredible demand in the market for companies focused on strategic mineral exploration. And right now, mineral discovery groups are piling into British Columbia's prolific Golden Triangle due to the massive discovery potential. China's economy is slowing down. Consumer goods remain in short supply. Pandemic-induced disruptions continue to affect global supply chains. And now the markets are bracing for interest rate hikes. All of this reads like a recipe for paying attention to companies focused on precious metals and in-demand minerals. Find out about the hottest companies leading the charge to revolutionize the multi-billion-dollar mineral exploration market for free when you text the word HOT to 71441 for your free subscription to DearWallStreet.com. Text the word HOT to 71441 now to get information on these hot companies that we've identified. Get free intelligence on this hot market delivered directly to your mobile device from DearWallStreet.com when you text the word HOT to 71441. Text and data rates may apply. Text HOT to 71441.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Much has been written in recent years to try to dismiss the fact that the United States was founded upon Judeo-Christian principles. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. Despite their efforts, leftist revisionists cannot change the historic facts. Anyone who takes the time to examine the original writings, personal correspondence, biographies, and public statements of the sovereign individuals who were instrumental in the founding of America will find an abundance of quotations showing the profound extent to which their thinking and their lives were influenced by a Christian worldview. This is not to say that all of the founding fathers were Christians, though most were, but even those who were not Christians were deeply influenced by and promoted the beneficial principles of Christianity, unlike modern-day leftist non-believers who seek to extinguish Christianity out of society. We can choose to get distracted wondering if Ben Franklin put his personal faith in Jesus, or simply appreciate the blessings of Christian Judeo values that are the bedrock of our land of liberty. I'm Ron Edwards. Don't miss.
All righty, well, Ron Edwards. And by the way, Constitutional Grounds brings you the Ron Edwards Edwards Notebook here. And you know, if you got the quest for a really good cup of coffee, and you want to drink one that's not acidic, you know, a lot of these coffees, you drink a cup or two cups or three cups, and your stomach is doing somersaults. Well, Constitutional Grounds won't do that. And it's the coffee that you want in your cup. And all you got to do is simply go to the Constitutional Grounds coffee display on the RonEdwards.com website and make your purchase. And also make sure you utilize the RE20 promo code and you'll receive a 20% discount. Remember, Mr. Ron Edwards, Constitutional Grounds is
the coffee you want in your cup.
And hang on just a second. We can... Oh, delicious. That's my iced coffee. I have iced coffee.
I might try that one day.
Oh, it's good. It really is. It's tre excellente. You gotta try it. If you like coffee, and the coffee's good hot, it's just as good cold, trust me. And you make it just the way you normally do.
And then throw in some ice cubes, huh?
Yeah. But watch out for the ice cubes. You don't want to. You can make it as cold as you want, but, you know, that's why they call it iced coffee. Okay. You know what melatonin is?
Absolutely. I take it.
Well, melatonin apparently affects thrombosis, sepsis, and the COVID mortality rate.
So they say. I was pleasantly surprised to read that and to find it out. According to two studies that identified the role that melatonin plays in reducing the risk of positive tests for the coronavirus and lowering the incidence of severe symptoms. I was really surprised to see that. And then the new finding adds a list of benefits linked to melatonin since it was first discovered way back in 1958 by Dr. Aaron Lerner. Scientists began studying melatonin in the 80s and 90s, and we all know that it really helps with your sleep and everything like that, but also helps the body processes, including calcium-dependent metabolism, immune modulation, and tumor growth. I didn't know that either, which it can restrain. So this is good stuff if it's true. I mean, man, the more we learn, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. How many things are being discovered that positively affect the coronavirus?
Now,
that are inexpensive, by the way.
Now, we were talking off the air about this situation in South Carolina with this 14-year-old high schooler, a male high school student, who was arrested on charges that he threatened to shoot up schools in his county. Now, this comes from the Lexington County, South Carolina Sheriff's Office that said the Gilbert High School student made a threatening statement while on a bus last week, and another student overheard him, and kudos to him for speaking up.
Yeah, thank God the student came forward, and in my opinion, should be, rewarded or something, just given a big salute for doing the right thing. Lexington County, I think the sheriff's name is Jay Kuhn, who also said that the student should be commended for that. They said that they heard something and reported all the details to someone who could immediately step in and take action to make sure that everyone was safe. And because we didn't want, you don't want another situation like that happened just last week.
Well,
here in Michigan,
the kid started acting squirrely, and he was starting to wear one of these trench coats.
Yeah. He said he was going to, have a trench coat covering, a firearm and use that to go and shoot up an elementary and middle school.
Yeah.
You know, these people, and I know the Second Amendment haters going to come out the woodwork and they use this as an excuse to say, well, we've got to get rid of guns. No, it has nothing to do with the guns themselves. It has to do with the fact that students, in my opinion, are not being taught right by their parents. Most of us, you and I have talked about this off the air, Captain. We grew up with guns in the home. Our dads taught us how to use them and clean them and all of that. And we understood they were tools and they were not to be toyed with or to threaten people with.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't. None of us did.
Nope.
And everyone had guns in the home. So it's about a moral issue, too, I think.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about little Dr. Fauci, because he's in the news again for the wrong reasons, in my opinion. Laura Logan has disappeared from Fox News for about a week, and we think we know what happened. Now, she said something to upset little Dr. Fauci. She compared him to Joseph Mengele, who is the doctor of death, the Nazi doctor of death. Now, here's what she said. She said that... Dr. Fauci doesn't represent science, but represents Joseph Mengele, the Nazi doctor known as the Angel of Death, for performing medical experiments at Auschwitz. I'm talking about people all across the world are saying this. Now, I saw some of that on the Internet. I didn't pay any attention to it, and I just let it go by the wayside. But apparently, little Dr. Fauci decided to go on MSNBC, where he made this an issue because he said... He compared, he says, Laura Logan comparing me to Mengele. She's completely incorrect in everything she says. What I find striking is how she gets no discipline whatsoever from the Fox Network. How can they let her say that with no comment and no disciplinary action? I'm astounded by that. And all of a sudden, she hasn't been fired, but she hasn't been on the air for over a week.
And I think that's wrong, because I have seen the videos of the laboratory where they do do these experiments, and Fauci has been involved, alleged, you know, according to the article that I saw, and the video that I saw where they were doing, have been doing experiments on, primarily on beagle puppies.
Yeah, how about the dogs? I mean, my God.
So these things have been happening, and he's been connected to it, allegedly, in stories, and so, but wait a minute. She was expressing, you know, based upon things that she found out in her opinion. And for her to be suspended like that just because he got his, you know, underwear in a bunch over a comment. I mean, what about all the horrible things that were said about Trump and other people? I guess it's if you say something about one of the favorite characters, you're in big trouble.
Well, it's
no matter
like
what.
It's like this. The media is not on the side. We don't have a conservative media. Even with Fox, we really don't have a conservative media.
No, Fox is gone by the wayside.
But we're working on it because One America.
Well, we do have One America News.
Yeah, and Newsmax kind of comes and goes.
And Breitbart.
Yeah, and Breitbart is always there. Yep. And let's see. What's his face? Glenn Beck.
Oh yeah, his network. Yeah, they're very conservative as well. There are others. There's you. There's me. There's, you know, it's growing. The media presence of conservative media it's growing.
Yep.
It is growing.
Now I gotta mention before we run out of time, the business economists yesterday from the National Association of Business Economists said that they expect persistent inflation for most of next year and for it to peak at the end of next year and be at its highest level right about the time we go to vote.
Well, no stuff, Sherlock. I mean, when you consider the fact that U.S. dollars are being printed at a record clip, you have overspending like crazy out of Congress. You put those two things, elements together, and of course you're going to have inflation. The more and more that they continue to print dollars like they're going out of style, and overspending, the value goes down and things are more expensive.
Well, I will see you on your radio show this afternoon, theronedwards.com, at about, what, 3:15?
No, you'll be at, well, yeah, the show starts at 3 o'clock.
All righty.
Go check it out.
All righty. Talk to you then. Ron Edwards, everybody, from the Edwards Notebook and the Ron Edwards American Experience. And I'll be on this program starting at about 3 o'clock. Don't go anywhere. Be right back.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
It was 80 years ago today the United States was forced into World War II when Japan attacked the military port of Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. In a radio address, August 14th, 1945, Emperor Hirohito urged his people to accept the surrender. Back to 2021, a former D.C. National Guard official alleged that top Army generals lied to Congress in their testimony regarding January 6. Colonel Earl Matthews, who was serving on January 6, alleges in a memo that the official version of the military response is worthy of the best Stalinist or North Korean propagandist, and that the Pentagon Inspector General's November report on it features myriad inaccuracies, false or misleading statements, or examples of faulty analysis. The DOD continues to stand by its report. USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
And that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue, located at 5602 West Waters Avenue in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
Yes, and today is very special at Mission Barbecue over there with our Have Lunch with the Captain series. We're going to have a couple of World War II veterans, maybe a third one. Not sure if the third one's going to show up yet or not. But they're going to be sitting at the table with me. And, you know, these guys aren't going to be around forever. And it's such a treat to them and watch their eyes light up when people walk up and say thank you for your service. And this is the day to stop by Mission Barbecue. And you'll see them sitting there with me at the table. Just stop by and say thank you. And I'm telling you, it'll make you feel better. It'll make them feel better. And it's all about we the people and honoring those that came before us. And the greatest generation, you can't say it enough. You can't say it enough, the greatest generation. They are, they were, and they shall continue to be. Now, very strange situation here. 68 workers at a Spanish hospital. This was in Malaga in Spain. 68 doctors and nurses have tested positive for COVID-19 after a Christmas party last week. There were 173 people there. And 68 of them have tested positive. So much for social distancing there and that little dip there, right? Wow. Unreal. And somebody just chimed in here about Dr. Fauci. They said, Dr. Fauci's obviously a member of the government. He was defamed. That must be the reason why Fox took the position they did. Well, maybe. I don't know. I'm not going to speculate. You get in trouble when you try to do that sort of stuff. But nonetheless, Laura Logan has been absent from television. I don't know if she's still doing her Fox Nation thing while this is going on. Remember, Judge Jeanine Pirro, she was basically taken off the air for a month, and we didn't see or hear from her. So, I guess we'll just have to wait and see. Say, the White House, once again, had to walk back another Biden lie. Now, it seems Joe Biden just can't stop making things up. And he made up a story about being tested every day for COVID. And, of course, he said that because he got questioned about the cold symptoms that he had with the coughing and sneezing and hacking and all that stuff that was going on. And Biden claimed, he says, I have a test every day to see, a COVID test. They check me for all the strains. Well, come to find out, that's not true. Now, the White House had to walk back what Biden said, saying he wasn't tested daily for COVID, that he's being tested three times a week and sometimes twice after having had these COVID systems that he's had for a few days. And, of course, Biden's physician had to release a memo noting that the president was tested with a comprehensive respiratory panel, which included 19 common respiratory pathogens, including COVID-19, other coronaviruses, influenza, and streptococcus, and it all came back negative. Okay. But meanwhile, during this time, Biden went out to a restaurant, and he was still sick, coughing, and this, that, and the other, and he was seen in a restaurant without a mask on. He was supposedly dropping in on a family dinner. So, at what point do Americans say enough is enough with Biden just making things up without regarding to truth or reality? And he does it from things like being tested every day to making up an imaginary conversation with people like Angelo Negri, the retired Amtrak train conductor. Now, this is something that goes way beyond a cognitive decline, because he's been making up things all throughout his political career. And it's why he was never taken seriously until they needed to recast him as a comfortable moderate, because they were desperate to beat Donald Trump. And now they're stuck with the situation they created, and they're trying to figure out how to get out from underneath it. How to get out from underneath it. Now, the other thing that's going on right now, folks, is the D.C. Dems are headed for the escape exits. They're running from Joe Biden as the 2022 panic and reality that they're about to get themselves destroyed starts staring them in the face. And the writing's been on the wall for quite some time now, as Joe Biden's polling numbers have continued to tank for months, and Kamala Harris's woes only get worse, along with the Democratic infighting on Capitol Hill that rages on with no end in sight. Nobody's talking about that either, and they should be. Well, we're going to talk about for a minute. Because it would appear that right here, in the midst of the Thanksgiving Christmas holiday season, that some Democrats in Washington, D.C. have done some soul searching and are finally grasping the reality of the dire situation their party is in and what that could mean for their chances for success in the 2022 midterm elections. Now, you think the Build Back Better plan is going to get voted in easily? Nope. Nope. Because right now, these politicians are taking a look at what they're hearing at home, and many of them are hearing, don't do it, don't vote for this, and they're going to start backing away from some of these big bills that Biden and Pelosi want to get through. And Politico is reporting that the scramble is on for some Democrats to either distance themselves from Biden or hope and pray that his poll numbers get better in time for the November 22nd election. Well, they're not going to. They're not going to. Because even the party's own polling shows Biden in the red. A poll from House Democrats, their campaign arm, earlier this month showed the president down in battleground districts across the country with 52% of the voters disapproving the job he was doing and only 39% agreeing with the job he was doing. So he was in the hole by 13 points with that. Now, of course, the election is 11 months away, which is always an eternity in politics. But Democrats say once they finally clinch their full agenda, they believe Biden will recover, and so too will the prospects for keeping their slim majorities. No, it won't. And you know who agrees with me on this? Senate Majority Whip Dick Durbin. He says Biden's poll numbers are scary. Now, some don't believe that Biden's marquee agenda item, the $1.7 trillion climate and social policy bill, is going to pass because of this. Because it's not going to bring a big bump at the polls that the Democrats are hoping for, because more and more people, as they find out the truth about this thing, don't want it. Or they certainly don't want that much money just thrown up at something they're not sure is going to work. So enter into the mix what America is going to do next. Well, I'm saying right here, right now, that the Democrats are going to lose big next year. I've had friends of mine telling me 40 seats, 50 seats, 60 seats. One guy told me 70. I'm going to go with between 50 and 60 they'll pick up in the House, in the House of Representatives. And in the Senate, I think they'll get 5 Senate seats, but there's a possibility they can get as many as 10. And by the way, Michigan, Governor, the wretch up there, Wretchen, she is underwater. Good for her. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Words and music. For the last year, the Federal Reserve has told us inflation is, in a word, transitory. But the Fed can't fight the music of inflation. It's what happens when we print trillions of dollars. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I've built the number one precious metals firm in the country by adding massive value. And Advantage Gold wants to earn your business by doing that for you right now. My best-selling gold inflation index report retails for $500. I want to email it to all serious investors with retirement accounts for free. No salespeople, no rigmarole, no gimmicks. Simply text the letters GII to 49776. I'll email you my best-selling gold inflation report right now. Text GII to 49776. That's GII to 49776. Let Advantage Gold add massive value, and then we'll ask for your business. Text GII to 49776.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-VITAL-90. 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
My name is Specialist Lane Hudson at K-Town, Germany. I want to give a shout-out to the Florida Highway Patrol and all the first responders in Tampa and the Central Florida area. Happy holidays.
I'm Specialist Four from Veterinary Medical Center of Europe in Kaiserslautern, Germany, giving a special shout-out to Tampa, Florida, my friends and family, with happy holidays and good wishes. Hope to see you soon, and I miss you.
All righty. Well, that is the soldiers' greetings, which you hear on my show and on my radio station, my flagship station, and I played a couple of those. And again, that's compliments of our friends at Moss Nissan. But this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, you know, they've been there for a number of years. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old 9 foot tall red, white, and blue Uncle Sam with the American flag too. Now, let's not forget that all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer as well. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now, you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, or you can give her a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Phone number again, 941-922-2345. Give them a call, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. Now, you know, right now it's Christmas time, and we have a lot of people around the world, especially in the Middle East, that are a lot worse off than we are. And right now, if you know anything about the Middle East, and I'm sure if you've listened to this show, you probably do, then you know that amongst them, everything that's happening there is a big, big, big humanitarian crisis going on in Lebanon. Now, many of their people, about 82% right now, are living in poverty, and I mean real poverty, the likes of which you have no idea. Not like what some people like to complain about here in America. Now, add that into about 2 million refugees from the Syrian war, and you've got a really desperate situation going on. Now, some people will say, well, why should I care about it? Well, because of what happens if we don't help them before the other guys do, and they turn to radical Islam as the way of getting things done, which they will do if nobody else helps them. That's where they go. Now, a group called Heart for Lebanon has been on the ground for years there and have combated this great need with a greater love. And they do it through the generous donations from people who care. Now, if you'd like to support their efforts, and I hope that you would, you can click on the banner at the website, theanswertampa.com. That's theanswertampa.com. Or if you'd rather do it over the phone, just give them a call at 888-247-5499. That's 888-247-5499. And I do want to thank you for helping us help them. Now, before I go over to the caller, we have got so much stuff going on today around the countryside. Putin and Biden are going to be talking on the telephone. I'd love to be a fly on the wall there to hear that one, because I really believe that Putin is going to eat Biden's lunch, so to speak. And I don't think Biden's going to like what he hears, but hey, that's not my problem. And he's created his own problems, so let's be honest about that, too. But the thing of it is today being December 7th, 2021, 80 years later from the attack on Pearl Harbor, we still have a few of the Pearl Harbor vets alive. Not many, but we still have a few. Most of them are up in age now, approaching 100 or over 100. We're going to have a couple of World War II vets, maybe three, that will be with us at Mission Barbecue, where they're having a special lunch for those gentlemen. And you're welcome to stop by Mission Barbecue West Waters and say thank you to those gentlemen for serving their country. We have one veteran that's 95 years old that served in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. He'll be with us. His name is Fred. We appreciate him very much, too. So here's the deal. Today, just think back at what this country did 80 years ago. I played the FDR speech three times so far. I played it twice in its entirety. And I played it once just to get the words out there about today, December, or yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date that will live in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan. Then it went on for there. That's the thing that everybody remembers. That's the thing that normally they play. Well, I played the entire 9 minute and 45 second speech twice. And I probably will put that up on my Facebook page for all to hear to honor the World War II veterans today. Because I know my dad told me on December 8th, 1941, he was down at the military recruiter's office along with thousands of other young men signing up to go to war. And we got to remember, they call them the greatest generation for a reason, because they are. They stepped up, folks. They went to meet the challenge of the evil that attacked our country. These people today, it's an all-volunteer military. I get that. But in my opinion, we should bring the draft back And if the girls want to be involved in the fight, fine. I got no problem with drafting the women, too. The men and the women. Bring the draft back. Teach them a little respect. The draftees, just like back in the old days, you spend 2 years in the military on active duty. You spend 2 years on reserve or guard duty. You give 4 years to your country. And for that 4 years, you'll get a four-year college education and other benefits. Time to bring it back. Time to do it over again. And I've had a lot of people telling me the same thing. So we'll see. We'll see where we go. All right, now, waiting patiently on the telephone line, we have Todd in Tampa. So here we go. 60 seconds with Todd in Tampa.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. The great Rush Limbaugh would say everything is politics. Okay, let me give you a tutorial. We're in a different kind of war right now. Do you understand that? Okay, there's 2 million people listening. That means 2 million are telling five. There's 10 million people listening right now. Okay, we're in a different kind of war. We send our politicians to Washington to supposedly represent us, but they get paid off by China to sell us out and spend money we don't have, okay? $1.2 trillion we just wasted, okay? We should be suing these individuals personally because there's only $118 billion in for infrastructure and Joe Biden doesn't know anything. You think Joe Biden's going to stop Putin? He's on the Chinese payroll. They're all in it together. It's a bunch. It's like this would never happen with Trump. Let me give you a 30-second tutorial here. Okay, Rittenhouse gets off with a not guilty verdict. Praise God, a righteous decision. The left retaliates, goes to Wickersha, and then sends somebody to kill Christians. Okay, that's what they do there. Okay, then what happens? Deborah Messing, yes, I know she's a hard leftist. That's why I never give no credit to a hard leftist as Mark Levin would call her. Okay, she's a hard leftist, came out and said, that was domestic terrorism. That was domestic terrorism. Of course it's domestic terrorism, you numbnuts. But the left has to respond again, so they go and push a button in Michigan. And they get you because they can't have a hard leftist. Go ahead and come over and say that's domestic terrorism. Well, it is domestic terrorism. So they put through this thing in Michigan, and then they try and get – they can't let the hard leftist leave. You understand that you're the idiot that's paying the $40,000 to send your kid to college to come out a socialist Marxist? I don't know who's dumber, the kid that goes or the parent that pays. Stand up for our country. Stand up for our cops. And don't give Joe Biden $1. And DeSantis, I want all the red states to
okay.
Sue everybody personally. Let's get to work and save the country, please.
Thank you. Okay. That's Todd in Tampa, and he timed it out there. It was a little bit over a minute, but I knew the music was coming, so there you go. Okay, now, again, I hope to see many of you up at Mission Barbecue in West Waters today with our World War II veterans. We're honoring them because it's Pearl Harbor Day, December 7th, 2021, 80 years later. Have a great day. God bless America, and be careful.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.